Think what I said. Success is 5% strategy, 95% mindset.
I already felt like I had money back then, even though I didn't have money. I always felt like I was the champ, even though I wasn't the champ.
Imagine where you will be, and it will be so.
Your mind must create these things before anything else.
The second I decide it's done, it's already done. So right. Now we just gotta wait for y'all to see.
And you hear people say, be fucking delusional, and it's so true.
Like, it don't matter how fucked up that shit might look. You have to be maniacal with this shit. It's an unwavering faith.
I've been listening to laughter all my career. What, an Irish man win a fight in the UFC? Hell no, laughs all around.
Mark my words, a year from now today, I'm getting ready for my name to be called in New York at the draft.
And with the 16th pick NBA draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Jared McCain from Duke University.
People say it's like 90% mental, 10% physical. I just think it's 100% mental. I just have them crystal clear in my head.
To paint a bright future for yourself, you have to be able to see it in your mind. You have to believe in it.
The mind is the most powerful thing in the world. In the world.
I have studied it every day for 55 years. Do yourself a favor and really begin to think.
Change your thinking. Change your life.
What you think.
You become
what you feel.
You attract
what you imagine.
You create
what you believe.
You receive.
Try it for 30 days. You've got nothing to lose. The time is going to pass anyway. Why not put it to work? Becoming the person you most want to become.
Your checking account available balance is $12,617,290.56.
If I want to attract a lot of money, I got to see myself with a lot of money. I got to mentally accept I've already got it. I don't let my bank account dictate that. I choose that.
Everything changed for me when I understood this philosophy. Success is something you attract. Success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by becoming an attractive person.
You have to change what is going on in your mind.
What you think about, you bring about. So too many people focus on where they are versus where they want to be.
So your thoughts become a reality.
Your thoughts become reality. You have to see it before you see it so that you can seize it.
What do the richest people in the world have in common?
They never stop learning. The minute you stop learning is the minute you stop earning.
Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why.
The magic's in up here, knowing why, not how.
Envision your future. Try to really think about what that version of yourself looks like that has all these amazing things, and ask yourself, what the f*** would he be doing right now?
At the end of the day, the brain is what makes the body move, right? So you must nurture that.
You have to be delusional. Franz Kafka once said, by believing passionately in something that still does not exist, we create it.
Most people spend 95% of their time on strategy, 5%, if any at all, on mindset.
If I was to quit rapping and I said I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Let me tell you something that most men never grasp until it's too late. The way you expect things to go is the way they usually go.
Always expect the best. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today.
If you believe that what you say will happen, you will get whatever you say.
I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis.
Money flows to me easily. I welcome abundance. Wealth finds me in unexpected ways. Abundance is mine.
The superior human being keeps their mind on what they want. The superior human being stops the negative thoughts. The superior human being concentrates on excellent performance. Now, somebody will say, well, I've never done it before. How can I concentrate, or how can I recall and relive excellence? Easy, in your imagination. Pretend that you've already succeeded at this. Think about how you would act if you were a superb success. Walk as though you were a success. And that if you walk and talk and act the same way you would if you felt confident, you'll actually feel the feelings of confidence that go with the behavior.
If you're gonna create a new personal reality, you gotta change your personality. That's the first step, right? And I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality. It doesn't work. We gotta become somebody else.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
I grew up in the city in New York. I used to shoot heckling in Penn Station. Now I'm fighting and knocking guys out. You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it.
There's only one thing in the whole universe over which you have complete control, and that is your thoughts.
Someone who started with nothing finally run a big enterprise. And so I want to say it to you personally. Why not you?
Someone owns that f***ing yacht, bro. Why can't you? Someone owns this whole ass island. Why can't you?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The foundation of this is anything the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. If you think about it often enough, you will come to believe it.
You see, the secret is this. You must not wait for evidence before you believe. The evidence appears only when you first accept it as real.
So what if you assumed right now that everything is working out for you, even when it's hard, even when there's no proof? What if you lived like the outcome was certain? That is not wishful thinking. That is mental engineering. And it is how the greatest minds in history rose through failure, criticism, and fear.
Train your mind to see the good in every situation.
If you have high positive expectations of yourself, you'll be astonished at what it will mean to your life.
You are the only person that thinks in your mind, and you create your experiences. And just for this moment, I want you to catch the thought you're thinking right now and ask yourself, is it negative or is it positive or is it neutral? Do you want this thought to create your future? Now, because we think so quickly and the thoughts just go whizzing through our minds, it's not always so easy to begin changing our thoughts. You can start by editing your speech. Begin to listen to what you say, and don't say anything that you don't want to become true for you. There are literally billions of thoughts that you can think, and infinite numbers of things that you can say. Make these be nourishing thoughts. Pick thoughts that create nourishing experiences for you.
Whatever you're thinking about, that's who you will become. Because thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to lifestyle. And that lifestyle is what dictates who you are, brother.
Just know that you are so close, and it is coming your way faster than you could ever imagine. Do not give up now. It is not the time.
85% of your success will be determined by your attitude. That means determined by how positive or how much of a positive mental attitude you have.
You see, the way that you become unstoppable is by refusing to stop. It's not a quality that you develop in a week or a month or by reading or listening to something inspiring. It's a habit of mind and character that you develop by practicing the quality of persistence over and over in every circumstance until it locks in and becomes a permanent part of your character.
Gosh, it's so sad when somebody is in the right country and they got the wrong philosophy. Let me give you some examples on philosophy that can get you from $5 an hour to $6 an hour. Here's number one. Wait for the government to change the minimum wage. If you wait long enough, sure enough, the government will change the minimum wage, let's say, to $6. You say yes, but how long will it take? That's 1 year, let's say you don't make it. Second year, say, well, that's a long time to go from five to six. It is a long time. Here's the third philosophy. We call it the philosophy of demand. I demand $6 or I won't work. Now, if you're by yourself, this is a risky philosophy. If you've got 1,000 people now to take with you to the company and say, all 1,000 of us will not work unless we get $6, now you might have a chance. The philosophy of demand only works by collective bargaining, but it's very limiting, the philosophy of demand. And here's what for sure, jot this down, the philosophy of performance. I will perform so well that the company would easily be justified in paying me $6. These are philosophies to follow. Your income is determined primarily by your philosophy. See, that changes everything.
The man who can control his attention will always control his outcomes. And you have begun to master your attention. That is another sign. Where others are reactive, you are intentional. Where others consume, you create. Where others chase, you attract. Because you are no longer scattered, you are focused. And focus is the hammer that breaks the chains of poverty. When a man is focused, he cannot be manipulated, he cannot be distracted.
All I know is this. I want them to say that monk
America never quit. He never quit. No matter the odds, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter who was against him or who was with him, that motherfucker shows up!
Enzo Ferrari once asked Alfa Romeo for a job. They rejected him. So he built Ferrari, today worth over $79 billion. Years later, a man named Ferruccio Lamborghini gave Enzo advice about his cars. Ferrari mocked him, so he built Lamborghini, now one of the most iconic sports cars in the world. Then came Horacio Pagani, working for Lamborghini. He asked to build cars entirely out of carbon fiber. They said no. So he left and created Pagani, building some of the most stunning hypercars the world has ever seen. Years later, a man named John Hennessy reached out to Pagani asking for engines that could break speed records. Pagani declined. So Hennessy built his own and launched Hennessy Performance, making some of the fastest production cars on Earth. Every rejection is a chance to build something greater. If they say no, good. If they say it can't be done, even better. That just means it can't be done with them. Now watch me build it anyway.
You have to be so delusional about your own success until you've literally just create it out of thin air. Keep your head down and keep grinding and keep pushing until it happens. And the only way that it happens is if you're fucking crazy. Because people aren't going to believe in you. People are going to say, you're crazy, you don't know what you're doing. You're always going to be crazy until you make it.
Men do not attract that which they want, but that which they are. As he thinks, so he is. As he continues to think, so he remains.
What is the greatest piece of advice you ever received?
If you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you'll work until you die. That's the one that touched my soul. My father, he's 77, still working. When I was young, he always told me, son, try to find a way to make money with your brain. It'll outlast your back.
I don't care about not going to the bars. I don't care about not going to the clubs. I don't care about not doing the shit that the average person does. I don't care if I'm alone. Why? I have the plan. So anything that is not improving me and getting me closer to that end goal, that end result, and it's not on the plan, I'm not doing it.
I didn't mind working hard on my job, but things didn't seem to change that much. Then I started working hard on myself. So let me put it in a philosophical phrase now. This is worth the price of whatever it costs for you to be here today. Here it is. Success is not something you pursue. It's something you attract by becoming attractive.
And I said this, I didn't say it to him, but I said it in front of him so he could hear. I said, I fucking hate being poor.
My dad got really upset. He just threw his newspaper on the floor and he said, David, 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 you are not poor. He said, poor is a mentality. He said, it's a mentality that very few people ever recover from. Don't you forget it, son. You are broke. He said, these are just financial circumstances that I hope to overcome one day.
One of the most valuable financial principles I've learned in my life is poor people and middle class people feel like everything is expensive because they pay for things with money they've exchanged their time for. So they feel like they're paying for everything with their life because they are.
It's time.
Right. You're trading time for money.
If he could do it.
This isn't a movie.
He believed in himself. And you can too. You can do anything that you want. You can get singing lessons, get a better job, make more money. You could be even like rich. You could live in the White House someday. You could be president.
Me?
Do what you want to do.
Start every morning, write 10 things that you're grateful for. Send love to 3 people that bother you. Be quiet for 5 minutes and ask for guidance for the day. It's a winning formula.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that.
22-year-old Marilyn Monroe was once fired from Columbia Pictures, saying she wasn't beautiful or talented enough to be an actress. Thomas Edison had to create 1,000 light bulbs before one worked. And the famous James Dyson tested 5,126 prototype vacuum cleaners in 15 years and spent all his savings. But 5,127 times the vacuum cleaner worked, and now it is a successful brand worldwide. For 302 times, investors turned down Walt Disney to build Disneyland. The moral of the story is, you never know which attempt will be successful. Get rid of the notion that everything should be easy, fast, and yield immediate results. It hinders you from achieving your goal.
And when people say, how are things going? You say, wonderful. You say, how's life? You say, terrific. You say, how's your relationships? Couldn't be better. How is your health? How are you feeling? I feel great. In other words, don't talk about negative things, because when you talk about negative things, you actually increase them and you draw more of them into your life. Look at the people that you know who have problems. You can't talk them out of it. You say, well, why don't you just forget it? Why don't you just put it behind you? Why don't you just get on with it? They say, well, I can't do that. Do you know how much I've suffered?
I hate negative people. If you're negative, you got to get away from it. You know, if I have an idea, the first thing you want to talk about is the problems with it, then we got an issue. There's a time to talk about problems, but not while I'm dreaming.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it. If there is something that you feel is good, something that means something to you, try to do it. Because I think you can only do your best work if you're doing what you want to do, and if you're doing it the way you think it should be done.
To manifest, whatever it is that you are wanting to manifest, you speak to it as though it's already happened.
I am worthy of being wealthy. I'm a magnet for money, and prosperity is drawn to me. Money comes to me in expected and unexpected ways. I move from the poverty thinking to the abundance thinking. I am worthy of making more money. I am receptive and open to all the wealth that life offers me.
To manifest, you have to believe. You have to believe that you already have whatever it is that you want. And the reason that you have to believe you have it already is because the subconscious mind is only operating in the present. It can't reason. It's just like a program. So if you say, my new car is coming, I'm going to get a new car, it's coming. Well, then it's always going to be coming. You have to imagine you have it now. Visualize being in that car.
Asking is the beginning of receiving. Asking starts a unique process, mental and emotional. I don't even know how it works. All I know is it works. It's like pushing a button and all this machinery starts working. I don't know how, it just works. There's a lot of things you don't need to know how, just work them. Some people are always studying the roots, others are picking the fruit. I mean, it depends on what end of it you want in on. Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process.
Do this daily, law of attraction daily, like visualize every single day. Tell yourself before going to sleep or when you wake up, you tell yourself, I'm happy, I'm rich, I'm successful, I have this, I have that, I am this. All of these different mantras, whatever comes to mind, positive thinking, tell yourself openly, loud.
Train your mind to see the good in every situation. The first time you do this, yeah, it might be a struggle. It might feel like, oh, this is really difficult. But if you stay with it, you're going to start seeing the good everywhere. That's a simple, easy, doesn't cost anything, begin it right now, way of using a technique to start to move into abundance.
I'm that kind of person. I'm like, whatever it is, just going to figure it out.
We're
going to do it. It's going to happen. This is going to happen. How? I don't know.
Don't tell me that positive thinking doesn't work. You can if you think you can.
If you have this gorgeous computer put in front of you and you don't know what to do with it, it's a piece of junk. And that is what the law of thinking is. When you learn how it works, miracles happen.
Let me give you a little known fact today that will increase your effectiveness in anything you do. Now, while this has long been known by the most successful people of the world, it seems to have escaped the great majority. The secret is to get and hold fast in your mind the mental image of the person you would most like to be. Then in every situation, you act and talk as you feel that person would. You immediately begin to act with more confidence, and confidence is the first step to accomplishment. As your accomplishments begin to grow, real confidence slowly takes the place of the part you've been playing. Try it for 30 days. You've got nothing to lose. The time is going to pass anyway. Why not put it to work, becoming the person you most want to become?
In order to change a belief or a perception about yourself and your life,
You got to go all in. You got to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that causes the body to respond to the mind, that the choice that you make becomes a moment in time you'll never forget. And you would say, I remember the moment I made up my mind to change.
And I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, the second that you guys start taking action is the second that the game of f***ing life begins. The second that you guys realize that your goals are f***ing achievable, man, that's when the f***ing starts. That's when you guys can start to understand I can do whatever I want with my life and I'm the decision maker.
You have complete control over the way you feel, over the way you respond to any situation, and over the things you think about at any minute of the day. Whenever you feel negative for any reason, wait a minute, I am responsible. I am responsible. The truth is, nobody can make you feel negative other than you by the way you choose to think about the situation. Exercise your ability to respond positively. Take responsibility for your role in negative situations and allow yourself to let go of negative feelings that might be trapped inside of you because of things that happened in the past that you cannot change.
Take the next 3 months and donate that time to your future self. Commit to something that you're going to thank yourself for doing a year from today.
And the whole scope of this we call now personal development. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. If you can multiply your value by 3, by 5, you can easily multiply your income by 3, by 5, by 10. But the key to doing it is to work hard on yourself.
Can everybody be successful?
I don't think so. I think a lot of it, people's mindset, like I like to say, you can only grow to what you're exposed to. So like, for example, we're in Beverly Hills right now. You have to grow up and go touch the Rolls Royce and see that that's even possible. A lot of people that never leave their hometown.
So true, man.
Like when I interviewed you, you were talking about proximity.
I was 27 years old when I found out you can own an airplane. Like literally, I remember it so clearly. I met a guy who owned a jet and I was like, hang on a sec. What do you mean? You own your own airplane? Is there like a private sky? Like, right. I had no idea. A mind once expanded can never go back to its original size.
Believing that you can is way more profitable than believing that you can.
I did an interview for Forbes. They said to me, if you had to do it again, what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And I said, I would have drank bigger.
Way bigger.
Way bigger.
I had made the decision that I would either die or I would succeed. Repeated message that I had to myself over and over again was, I cannot lose if I do not quit. That was under my control.
Of all the things I know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. You won't recognize it when you get there because you really didn't plan to be there in the first place. The people who are the most specific in life seem to get a goal because the mind is the most marvelous biocomputer ever created.
Feel the emotion of your future before it happens. You know, you can't wait for your wealth to feel success or abundance. You can't wait for your new relationship to feel love. Well, that's kind of the old model of reality of cause and effect. Waiting for something out there to change, to take away this emptiness, this lack that I feel in here. Most people then, they have that vision of the future, but they give up on that vision because in order for them to arrive at that vision, they have to do something. They have to think differently. They have to act differently. They have to feel differently. And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. I think everybody at least once in their life has done something great. And when they did something great, they just made up their mind.
When we have a problem, most of us go, oh, panic, panic, God, what are we going to do, blah, 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 blah. But I have something that I try to get people to say. When the minute there's a problem, you stop and you go, all is well, all is well. Everything's working out for my highest good. And out of this experience, only good will come, and I am safe. If it's a small thing, say it 2 or 3 times. If it's a bigger issue, babble it incessantly. We need to fix our thinking and our attitude about how we respond to them. And then you get less and less.
Okay, repeat after me. I am going to receive everything that I desire because my intentions and my heart is pure. And every person and opportunity that is for me will flow to me. because I am a magnet.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition. So when you bugger off to the pub or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, I study charts. I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, he created a new wave of sincerity about golf. When everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. You have to want it yourself. And that's what separates the 99% with the 1%.
I want to make $1 million a year. Fine. Guess how rare that is. You want to guess? It's not 1%. 1% is 600K in the US. And if you're global, forget about it. That's not even a 1 out of 100 goal. It's a 1 out of 200, 1 out of 300 goal. And you have that goal and you think that somehow you're going to behave like the 299 and get there. It's not normal. It's unbalanced. You have to take unrelenting, obsessive amounts of action for a disproportionate period of time where you get zero reward for doing so. If anything, you just get disproportionate punishment for taking this and you get, and you question your own sanity half the time because you're like, am I just being crazy? Is it insane for me to have these aspirations, these goals, these dreams? And everyone around you will tell you yes because it's in their best interest, because it makes it your failure protects their ego. People demand success but refuse to work. They won't work weekends. People want opportunity but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition but they sleep in every day, right? We're the result of our actions, not our aspirations. So many people have the same goal as you, but very few of them will do the same work as you. And so you have to have uneven work to have an uneven goal.
I'm on a different mission. Like I'm chasing the bag. I'm grinding every day. I'm barely sleeping, working toward my album. Like, I love the pressure. You thinking I can't do something.
Right.
You thinking I ain't gonna be successful. I love that type of pressure. And like, be who you are.
There's two times the door to the subconscious mind opens up: when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. So those are really key times if you want to reprogram your subconscious mind. So in that realm, you can connect to energy and information and you can rewrite a program. And it's not something that you really have to try to do. It's just something that your brain naturally does. You can take advantage of it to say, okay, what's my greatest ideal of myself tomorrow? How am I going to show up? What did I learn from today that I want to stop doing? Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to do tomorrow. Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to think. Let me remind myself of how I'm not going to feel. Let me review these. Let me remember so I don't forget. How am I going to be? How am I going to think? And start off, if your personality creates your personal reality, it makes sense then if you're going to create a new personal reality, you got to change your personality. That's the first step, right? And I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality. It doesn't work. We got to become somebody else.
If you consume enough of that content, if you read enough books about people who have embarked on certain kinds of journeys and made certain choices, that at some point you might introject some of their personality and their responses and subconsciously start making decisions, hopefully positive decisions, on your own behalf, maybe having more appropriate boundaries, maybe taking better self-care or care of other people. And that without even realizing it, you're starting to make better choices on your own behalf. And then at some point you move from the introject to a recognition that, wait, it was me that made that change.
When you're in your 20s, you don't care what people think. And when you're in your 30s, you're very sensitive to what people think. And then you get into your 40s. And in your 40s, you realize the great truth is that no one was ever thinking about you at all. And that's the fact. Nobody ever thinks about us at all. And there we are. We're so terrified of doing what we really want to do because of what they might say or think. So we stay in that comfort zone.
If your life was a movie and people were watching up to this point, what would the audience be screaming at the screen telling you to do with your life? I already know the answer of what I should be doing. I'm just scared of making the commitment and having the conversation.
Like, if you could have what you wanted, what would it look like? Think about it. Vision it. Envision it. Imagine it. Mm-hmm. Let it reveal itself to you, right? How would you like to structure your friendships? What would you like to do to put your family in order? You know, how would you aim with regard to your career? How would you educate yourself? How would you take care of yourself mentally and physically?
You only have to be right one time. You don't have to figure it all out in advance. You can be wrong. You can pick the wrong career. You can pick the wrong job. You can pick the wrong spouse. You can pick the wrong whatever. But you get it right one time, you're set. But if you don't go out there and try all those different things, you'll never get that one time. And so it's not a question of, okay, how much different stuff do I do or how many different things should you try? Try them all. Try them all until you find the one you like. And then it's like, it gets really easy.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.